Your breath catches in your throat as the blindfold closes around your eyes and the knot goes tight at the back of your head. It's like I told you, I don't want you to see what I'm about to do with you, with your body. I want you to sense it. You feel my warm breath wash over your neck and shoulders as I begin to trace kisses up towards your chin, your cheek, your mouth. Your lips part and our tongues dance together eagerly as I slowly run my hands up and down your divine figure, exploring every curve, memorizing every little detail of your immaculate form. I shift behind you, and you draw in a ragged breath as my hands caress your chest, my thumbs tracing teasing circles around your nipples, causing them to tense up just before I reach further up and pinch them hard, eliciting a delightful squeal of surprise from you, a perfect blend of pain and pleasure. I turn your face towards mine and press my mouth against yours again, slipping my tongue inside once more, one hand still grasping your chest while the other sinks down below your waist. Your breath hitches again as I brush against the front of your underwear, and your body reacts, instinctively pushing and rubbing against my hand as I slowly and sensually run it up and down against the thin fabric. You inhale sharply and begin to quiver as I let it steal inside, stimulating you further still. I can feel how excited you're getting, how eager. Your breathing becomes more rapid, and your face grows flushed. Your body is already begging for release. But you can't have it. Not just yet. I withdraw my hand, and this time the moan you exhale is one of disappointment, of frustrated need. You bite your lip and whimper, signaling your desire for relief. It is so delightful to watch. Patience, my love. There's no hurry here. Time has stopped for us, and all that matters in this infinite moment that we share is your pleasure and mine. You'll have your release soon, I promise you. I wrap my arms around you again, breathing in your alluring scent, savoring the moment. We share another passionate kiss as I run my hands up and down your naked body, causing you to shiver with anticipation. I gather your hair in my fist before pulling at it hard and growling in your ear, reminding you who you belong to. All you can do in that moment is whimper in agreement and pleasure. Do you want more? I ask. Yes, you whimper. More, you beg. Though you can't see it, I smile at this. Good pet. That's what I want to hear. I guide you to the bed, ensuring that you don't hurt yourself as you slowly lie down. and you wince slightly as I hold your wrists above your head, tying them to the bedpost. I can't help but take a step back, just for a moment, to admire the sight of you. Every inch of your magnificent body, so perfect in all its little imperfections, is on display, completely open to me, vulnerable, and I stand in quiet awe at the level of trust that you're willing to show me. I wish I could communicate to you my innermost desires, all the things that I want to do to you, to caress, torture, and protect, and tease you, to send you drifting off into the world of dreams in a state of rapturous bliss, to ravish and worship you forever, to ensure that you never go to sleep lonely or unfulfilled ever again. I wish I could, but I can't, unless actions must take the place of mere words. I get down on the bed in front of you and reach down to peel off your underwear. You're ready, and so am I. I lean down to kiss and worship you in your most private, sensitive area, my tongue and my fingers feathering the soft, delicate flesh there. As I keep going, I'm forced to grip your thighs and push them down. It's all I can do to keep you in place as you squirm and moan in ecstasy. It isn't long before I'm on top of you, and we grind hard against each other, lost in that agonizing pleasure that can only come from two bodies melding, just like ours are doing right now. With every slow turn and thrust, I send you spiraling further into uncontrollable bliss, making your toes curl as we near the paroxysm of another mutual orgasm, of which we've long since lost count. Time fades away for us, and there is only the intoxicating delirium of our passionate lovemaking. Finally, we both collapse, and I rest atop your body as we catch our breaths, spent and satisfied. Then I lean over and whisper something in your ear. You smile as I slowly pull away, leaving you right there, your wrists still tied to the bedpost. And you lie there in a haze, a stupor of sexual satisfaction, letting out a contented sigh as you recall every sensation you just experienced. Am I still there? You can't tell. Maybe I've already left the room. Maybe you're alone now, in the dark, still tied up, so beautiful, so helpless. Or perhaps I'm still right there, right in front of you, watching your chest rise and fall as you gradually come down from your state of euphoria, watching you as you let the pleasant fatigue of your afterglow overtake your senses, watching and running my eyes across every delicious curve of your sublime figure as I decide what I want to do with you next.